Queen's on the line right now. The Queen. We all bow down. Good morning, Queen Latifah.
Good morning. I didn't know you were so in tune with the glam squad.
I know. It's weird. It's very odd to us as well.
Let me tell you, my daughter wears your stuff. So, you know, I have to be. It's all there. I have to pay for it, so I should know what she's buying.
All right.
You know, don't be mad at me, guys. Mm. Just because I know my makeup.
But you do always look gorgeous. Do you wear, okay, I know you're not going to tell me the truth, but like on the cover of Essence magazine, you look gorgeous. Is it all CoverGirl? Okay, never mind.
Never mind.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, keep your sponsorship.
Definitely lots and lots of CoverGirl, though.
Okay.
Yeah. It just is flawless. First of all, I love your show. I loved it when you the T.I. performance. You get the big names, Lawrence Fishburne, Denzel Washington. I mean, everybody, they got to pay homage to you, and I get that. The next season, I mean, you guys doing anything any different? What are you guys going to do?
I think one of the things that we're doing is just so different is me. I'm just much more relaxed. I'm loose. I'm just having fun and not as wound up as I was last year, probably trying to do so many things at once.
So
I think the feeling is a lot more relaxed, a lot more vibrant, fun. We're doing a lot of surprises this year, you know, really surprising ordinary people and just helping them to take their lives one step further.
Hmm.
We have one guest like that was a part of our ultimate mom dance-off competition, which was such a huge show for us. And she won, and she got the opportunity to go to New York to be on Broadway, to be in Chicago.
Wow.
Yes.
Which he rocked. So yeah. It was just nice to see someone who's, you know, working, being a mom and teaching, just finding her body again and you know, following her dream again. So we like to be able to do those kinds
right. Well, one thing about you, Queen, is that you've done so many things and you do them all very, very well. I mean, because you really kind of opened up the door for a lot of, like, artists to transcend from like maybe hip-hop or singers and so on and so forth to get into acting, because it really shocked everybody when you did your first acting gig. Everybody like, wow, she's good. And so it's just a matter of, you're saying that, you know, you weren't, I didn't notice that you weren't comfortable on your show the first season. You know, I couldn't tell. And that's a trip. You know, that's because of your talent. You know, you're able to do everything.
I was uncomfortable, but it was so much to learn and so much to do, such a big thing to make happen that, yeah, sometimes I was just, my brain was in a million places.
Right.
Look here and make sure something was coming from there and seeing that, notice I'm such an audience-connected person, so mm-hmm. I'm seeing things in the audience the cameras might not be seeing, and I want them to see it, you know.
Right.
So just trying to connect all those dots, and then, you know what, just forget it and have fun.
Right. Did you ever talk to, like, call up Oprah or?
I did maybe 2 years ago when I really decided to do the show. I think that's a that's a respect phone call you got to pay.
Right.
Absolutely.
But so, she just told me to be myself, and that's what I try to do most.
So we love the talk show, but whenever you act and you play a character, you play that character.
Absolutely.
Is there any acting? Are you going to do any more film?
Yeah, I'm actually editing Bessie Smith, the Bessie story.
Oh, wow.
For HBO. That'll be coming out later this year. Actually, early next year.
That's going to be hot.
Where I played the blues singer, the great blues singer, Bessie Smith, who basically was the first to play an integrated crowd. Was making like $10,000 a week, which was huge in the 1930s. You know, she was early feminist, you know, broke down racial barriers,
yes.
Had an incredible voice that influenced everybody in rock and roll, from Janis Joplin to the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
So I'm real happy to bring her story to life.
Right.
And finally, it is something we've been working on for a long time, so we finally got the right script and the right company, and we're able to
make it happen
for the summer.
Is there one particular role that you've done, and when I say role, not necessarily acting, just all you sing, you produce, you write, you do it all.
Right.
Is there one role that, you know, as far as your talent is concerned, that you favor over the other?
You know, I think probably the biggest role to me is friend, family member, you know.
Aww.
The people who know me the best.
Yeah.
I can be all of those people in front of my family, and I can be just as wrong and just as wild, you know, and tighten up,
yeah.
Get sharp. But they know me the most, so it's not quite a role exactly.
Right, you can be who you are.
I am.
Yeah,
that's definitely what I enjoy the most. And in that is all those things, like all those things you've seen me do throughout my career. Mm-hmm. I'm the kid at the, you know, the party with family members when they'd be like, Dana, go do that Ruler Linska, you know.
Right,
do
right.
that commercial.
Right.
Because I'd be acting out everything and singing songs. So
yeah,
I'm the kid they would put on the spot. So it always worked out like that.
Yeah, well, listen, the Queen Latifah Show, when does it start? When does the first new season start?
The season has started. It started in September. Mm-hmm. Where you been, Russ?
You know what? I DVR everything.
It started September 9th.
I DVR everything.
November, and we're headed towards the holidays. So if you haven't checked it out in a while, mm-hmm. I definitely want you to check your local listings. I think we're on at 4 there. So I want everybody to tune back in and see what we're doing and how great the show's become. And,
right.
And take a break for an hour a day. Come have some fun with me.
Yeah, well, I apologize because I DVR everything and I couldn't.
You know you can do that too.
I can't tell you what channel you're on or anything because you got to check your local listings because sometimes you're on BET, sometimes
DVR the show.
Right, mm-hmm. right. All right. Well, listen, Queen, I really appreciate you taking the time. You know, we're gonna support you. Anything you need, you know, just make sure you give us a call.
I've been rocking with you for a long time, so I appreciate it.
No doubt. I appreciate you and your hair is so damn pretty. Everybody's
it's
talking
so
about
so laid.
Your
it's
hair always,
always
so silky.
Perfect.
You know, my hairstylist, she won an Emmy over the summer, so I'm proud of her.
That's awesome. Is your hair natural?
Shout out to my family and friends in the D.C. area.
Yeah. Hey, is your hair natural? Really quickly, is it natural? Because I know it is. I can tell it is. It's too pretty.
Yeah, I don't have a perm.
Yeah, I can tell. It's
Go
gorgeous.
Go ahead now. All right.
It's not all mine, you know, but it's mine.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
I got you.
I break off coin for that hair.
Yeah, right?
Well, it looks good.
It
looks good. Queen, thank you so much, sweetheart. I appreciate you taking the time with us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You
all
too,
right,
now.
Bye.
All right. Queen Latifah, y'all, make sure the season has started.
Yes.
Okay. Because I thought I was watching the first season. My bad.
You was wrong. Loud and wrong.
That's all right. I just watch. That's what I do.